I'm going to show you down here. I'm going to hide the person's name at this company. This is the company that emailed this to my pharmacy and my personal email address. Some prices. Let's see what this is all about. Let's read a couple things. Number one, this test has been authorized by FDA under an EUA for use by authorized laboratories. Again, this is for doctors' offices, professionals, pharmacies, not for point-of-care testing. So, let's read on. This test has been authorized only for the presence of IgM and IgG antibodies against SARS-CoV-2. So, it tests against the presence of past infection or current infection against SARS-CoV-2, which is the coronavirus COVID-19, not for any other virus or pathogens. So that sure makes it sound like it's going to test for a past or a current infection just specifically against the SARS-CoV-2, right? Well, let's actually read on a little bit farther here. Positive results may be due to past or present infection with non-SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus strains such as coronavirus HKU1, NL63, OC43, or 229E. So this is going to test positive, show a positive infection if you've had any other, such as, which means these are in addition to, any other coronavirus strain, which is what people are positive for every year. You get colds every year. You get a coronavirus every year. You get a flu every year. So this is going to test you, show you positive, which is going to allow them to, quote unquote, identify and diagnose you and be able to legally rip you from your home or any family member from your home and take you to an isolation center and treatment center, and you're not sick. Do you understand what's going on?